Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This week on Pub Games,
we talk the Harry and Meghan interview,
the Drag Race Down Undercast,
and Chrissy Teigen's horse.
Woo! Hi, I'm Jordan.
I'm Charlie.
And I'm Aurelia. And welcome to Pub Games,
a pop culture podcast for postmodern queers.
For postmodern queers! Yay! Hello, good morning or afternoon or wherever.
Yeah.
Good day, sir.
How you guys going?
Good.
I never know if we're like talking to each other or to the audience when we're like, how are we going?
Yeah. Well, I'm answering for the audience and they're listening to the podcast, so they're doing good.
So they're doing good. Yeah,
they made the right choice.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've been good. Man, it has been a wild few weeks for pop culture news. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, for the pop culture. I thought you were talking about for us.
Oh, I know, for us. Yeah.
Comedy festival on tomorrow.
It feels like everything has been overwhelming. Like the news, pop culture, looking at my ticket sales.
Oh, my God, stop.
Do you guys check it regularly?
I check it 4 times a day.
100%.
And I go from 0 to 100 very quickly. Not in terms of ticket sales. Oh my God, I wish. No, I go from like not checking it at all, forgetting that I have access to check the tickets. And then once it starts, I'm like, it's the first suggestion that comes up on my phone, on my internet.
Yeah.
It's like how they say when you're at a club, don't go to the toilet because you'll break the seal and then you'll need to keep going.
Yeah.
It's that with tickets. If you check it once, you're going to be sleeping on that app.
Oh, my God. And I just want to break the ceiling. I'm not going to with this show. People are going to leave the show being like, I don't believe women. We're all going to be okay, though. We're just, for dear listener, we are so bright and bubbly and ready to record this episode with the very last ounce of energy that we have in our soulless bodies.
We got coffees, so I think we're energized and ready. I personally only drink coffees on the weekends because during the week, my work doesn't deserve me that awake.
It's so admirable.
Yeah.
I love that.
I always have like a chai latte, which has nothing in it. It's like warm milk with a little bit of cinnamon.
Oh, they don't deserve you at your full caffeinated self.
Do not.
Exactly. Same mentality for me with like, I refuse to go to the bathroom on my breaks, often to my own detriment, but I'm like,
No, that's on company time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what have you been consuming pop culture wise in the last 2 weeks since I've seen you?
Well, we gotta talk about the elephant in the room.
Yeah,
we gotta
address it.
And the elephant in the room is the Commonwealth.
It always is the Commonwealth.
Yeah.
I truly forget that, like, that's us. Like, we're like, talking about, like, the monarchy of the UK, and I'm like, oh, yeah, technically us, too. Like,
yeah.
Prince Harry is our prince.
Wow, that's disgusting.
He's no prince of mine.
He was a prince of mine in fan fiction when I was 16.
Not my president.
But it is so the big reveal interview happened with Harry, Meghan.
I don't know. I'm like, is it Megan? Is it Megan? Meg? Megs? Has?
Big M.
I saw like an article that was like, inside scoop, Harry's pet name for Megan is Meg. And I was like, that's not it. Sounds like a normal name.
Yeah.
I bet he calls her baby.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. She calls him baby too. Like, they're definitely babies. Sure.
Have you seen those like MRAs online that have been like critiquing their posture about like, he's a beta male to her.
Because he's like leaning in and facing her. Because he's showing her love and affection, which they could never do.
Exactly.
Because there's no one in the world who wants it.
His foot is leaning towards her. This is a sign of submission, and it means that she runs the entire relationship. I was like, this is a lot.
There's another one where they talk about like smiling, and they have photos of like boyfriends of feminists smiling in photos, and they're like, primates do that when they're stressed or anxious. And I was like, first of all, arboreal primates, so our friends in the trees, gibbons, will smile as a sign of aggression and defense, and often it's the females doing that. And our closest primate relationships, which are gorillas and orangutans, that means nothing to them. Smiling is just smiling, so get over it.
Yeah.
Fucking get your facts straight, MRAs.
Oh my God.
And the whole, I'll shut up soon, but the whole alpha beta situation is bullshit too, because that's been disproven. The fucking guy who observed wolf packs initially and came up with the alpha and the beta research very quickly debunked himself a couple years later, but his debunking was nowhere near as interesting as as like this alpha male situation, and then that's just been the rhetoric for like decades since.
Mm.
I've had enough of it. Everybody needs to go to Google Scholar and check themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, I also never do that, so yeah. I make bold claims all the time with no research.
Research is for nerds.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But yeah, when the interview came out, I was on my couch at 7:28 and it came out at 7:30 on like Channel 10, and I was like, mm-hmm. I need to see this. I had a popcorn. I like went for a big walk with my dog before so he'd leave us alone while we watch it. And the moments I enjoyed most was when Oprah was like, hang on, wait a minute. Hold up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hold up, hold up.
Yeah.
Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah.
How long was it?
2 hours plus ads.
Oh my God.
Plus walking around a chicken coop.
Yeah. Did you think, Jordan? Did you watch it live too?
Yes, I did. And then I saw this is so bad. I saw people on, because I was on Twitter at the same time, because I was like, this is one of those moments.
Yeah.
I love like a group think sort of situation where everybody's watching something at the same time. But I saw all these tweets being like, okay, guys, now switch to Four Corners. Like, really important. Four Corners to your state broadcaster. Like, don't worry about this, like, Harry and Meghan thing. Really important story on Four Corners. And I felt like a sense of guilt because I was like, it's probably a very hard hitting,
heavy
story on Four Corners.
Yeah.
And I'm watching Meghan and Harry. So I had, because I was watching it on my laptop, I had one tab open watching ABC Live with Four Corners on mute. And then I was watching Dan at the same time so that the ratings would be up on Four Corners.
Oh my God, but not watching it.
No, I went back, I rewatched the episode. I'm a simp for Four Corners.
Yeah. Oh my God, what was it about?
It was actually really fucking sad. It was relating to the Christian Porter situation. I mean, that's, we'll get back to that if we do this episode. If not, that's also fine. It's very hard to talk about. But that was a very important story, and I'm glad I did go back and watch it, but hilarious that I was like...
The guilt.
And lying to the public. What were some moments that stuck out for you, Aurelia?
I really enjoyed when Harry joined Meghan and she was like, I'll wait till my husband comes to reveal the gender of our baby. Just like little things that made them kind of relatable and sweet. Mm. I have to say I wasn't shocked by a lot of these things. I almost unfriended some people on Facebook because of their takes on it.
Really?
Yeah, like, you know how she said that she didn't really Google Harry beforehand and, like, people didn't believe that? But also, if you've ever Googled royals, which I have, and if you've ever Googled Harry, which also I have because I was like, maybe I can date him. bear in mind, this was 5 years ago when I definitely could not have dated him. Too young and too poor. but there's really not a lot you can find by that anyway. So people were criticizing that, being like, oh, of course she would have Googled him. But it's not like she would have learned anything of value. She would have just seen...
He's a Pisces.
This is him as a child at his mum's funeral. Yeah. This is his brother's wife's dress and the designer who made it. Like, yeah. Mm. Anything you look up on the royals online is so unsubstantial that even if she had Googled him, which she may have done anyways, wouldn't have really told her what's going to happen in the family.
No.
And then the thing that pissed me off about someone's Facebook comment was like, what, was she expecting classes? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you not think there are classes? Kate Middleton didn't snap out of university being like an Essex girl or whatever she was before. Yeah. And like
Cheryl Hall.
She was like, she was not who she is now. Like if you go back and look at like their history, there's like photos of them like on vacation and she's naked lounging on a pool chair or some shit.
Yeah.
Like she is always presented as like the proper one and Meghan as like the opposite. Anyways, I definitely think they're fucking royal classes. Mm-hmm. I think they could have done so much more to make her feel welcome. And what also shocked me, this is the last thing I will say, is how they were saying that their son wouldn't be a prince.
Yeah, that was surprising.
And that was before they left the royal family.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they were still going to do everything they were supposed to do, as far as I understood it. Mm. And they were pregnant and they're like, nah, your son... is not going to be a prince. The photo that people criticized them for not taking, they didn't get asked to take that photo. All these things came out that like made them look bad a year and a half ago when their son was born. Like, oh, they're not following any of those protocols, when it turns out that they simply weren't invited.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen the whole thing. I've seen snippets, but I need to dedicate 2 hours of my life that I just don't have right now.
Fair enough. I found the time. Somehow.
Can you guys bring me up to speed on when you say that their son wouldn't be a prince, isn't that just like a lineage thing? Like, how do they control that?
Because Prince Harry is a prince, automatically any of his descendants get the same title of prince or princess.
Yeah.
But there were discussions about their child somehow not getting it.
Why?
Don't know.
Racism.
Yeah.
I think. Like, there wasn't really a reason given. And then the moment that a lot of people saw online was obviously her telling Oprah that there were discussions about how dark the baby's skin would be.
I saw that.
And Archie... is fucking white passing as hell.
Oh my god, truly.
He just looks like he grew up in Byron Bay.
Like, a Cornish prince.
Absolutely. Like, honestly, that, like, Meghan, as far as black women go, she's not that black.
Totally. Like,
he married the most acceptable black woman he could have found in that corner of Hollywood. And it seems like racism for sure.
Because you are 100% right that like Kate Middleton would have been, you know, inducted, and it would have fit their narrative to help her, because it reflects on them how, you know, the women incorporate themselves into the entity. So it would have been in their interest to throw every class and every sort of induction at Meghan as well.
Yeah.
But the fact that they hadn't, it kind of implies like they didn't think that she'd be around for long, or they hoped that she wouldn't.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, this isn't going to be necessary because we don't see you as like a permanent fixture here.
And like, yeah, of course there are classes. I've seen Princess Diaries.
Letter to Lady.
Yes.
Did you guys watch that when that was on?
Yeah, I love that show. Yeah. I think it's ready to come back.
Me too. I'll go on it.
Wait, was that UK show?
There was an Aussie version as well.
Oh my God.
And the Aussie version was disgusting.
It was feral as fuck, and it was incredible.
I fucking love feral women,
though. Yeah, me too. What was the name of their, like, judge? Like, she had some iconic, three-part name.
Oh, my God.
It was kind
so
of like a
funny.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg kind of name.
Let me
like,
find it just, out. Like,
had layers.
The Ruth Bader Ginsburg of Ledette.
Oh, God,
I'm
show.
Literally Googling Let It to Lady Judges now. So there's Jill Hardboard, who is the floristry teacher.
Yes, that's right.
Elizabeth Brewer, etiquette and social protocol teacher. Kate Forrester, Vanessa Hooper, and Rosemary Schrager.
Rosemary Schrager, that's
the cookery teacher. Why were none of these people employed, you know? Yeah. Why were they not asked to help her? But also, yeah, I find it very hard to believe, like, when people are, like, losing their minds, being like, oh, what does she expect classes? It was like, yeah. I wouldn't know how to function as royal. And also, like, there's different things. Like, you have to call the queen ma'am as in ham and not ma'am as in palm. And, like, the curtsying stuff. Like, the people before they meet the queen generally get, like, an hour's worth of training of, like, you do not speak to her unless she speaks to you. Do not look her in the left 100%. Eye.
Could they not have sent her a PowerPoint? Like, you know.
Yeah. Honestly. Yeah. I think the takeaway for me was, and you can, yeah, it's absolutely like, you know, porcelain problems. Like, they're very well off and fine in other ways. Like, but it just seems like they were expected to carry the title of and the traditions of being in the royal family without any of the perks, without the security. That was a big thing, Charlie, as well. They weren't going to get security. The palace didn't want to pay for it.
That's so fucked.
Yeah, and it was like, well, they're kids. Yeah. Like, and they...
And that is, like, legitimately dangerous as well.
And the press had just, like, leaked where they were in Canada when his security detail got pulled, which was, to be fair, after they announced that they would leave the family. But the reason they chose Canada was because it is a Commonwealth country.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Exactly.
And, another interesting thing was them talking about their royal tour and how a lot of the Commonwealth isn't white. Like, most of the Commonwealth isn't, like, white, British, outside of, like, I guess Australia and Canada. And how does it speak that they're so racist about a chai latte colored black woman who is, like, so acceptable and sweet and, like, did everything that she could. And how can they treat her so badly when most of their constituents that they're clearly, like, only using for, I don't know, tax money? What do, like,
for real.
Like, honestly, most of the Commonwealth is five shades darker than Meghan and they don't give a shit about them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And even Australia and Canada are not white countries.
That's,
like,
true.
You know, like,
that's just how we think about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're colonization and the Commonwealth made them not white. So like, again, it's the same thing that you were saying before. It's like, none of this was, like, super shocking.
Yeah.
It's just the thing that I found really interesting was that she is, like, people are making fun of them for saying that they were trapped, but she didn't have a passport. They took her passport and her ID and everything from her, and she didn't have, like, you know, the titles and the role that, like, Kate would have had. So she was basically just, like, in the palace for 4 months, I think
four
it was.
Months.
Oh, four
months. Wanting to go for, like, a lunch with their friends and being like, no, you need to lay low.
4 months.
Mm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it kind of revealed the relationship between the royals and the tabloids in the UK because they make so much money reporting on the royals and it's so important to them that a certain image is portrayed, that one kind of can't exist without the other. Yeah.
Also, I don't know as much as you both do about this, but don't you reckon as well that the American element definitely factors into this as well, that it's, like, unsuitable to them that she's American?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Like, it's sort of diluting this very, like,
you know,
protected British
absolutely
progeny thing.
Mm. It's so easy to hate an American.
Yeah.
Historically. So, like, the tabloids just love that because it's so easy for, especially because she's a Hollywood actress as well.
Yeah. Mm.
She's like, oh, she wants all these things.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Like, nothing's acceptable.
Yeah, she has ambition.
Yeah. How rude. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm.
We should also talk about Piers Morgan, who had a lot to say about Miss Meghan Markle.
Yeah. Was it you who said he went on a date with her?
Yeah, it's so funny and fucked.
Well, it wasn't a date. That's the thing.
Yes, yeah. He thought it was. He, like, invited her for a drink when she was in town, like, before she was with Harry, obviously.
Yeah.
And they met and had one drink, and then she excused herself and went home because she obviously was there and was like, oh, this isn't an interview.
A networking thing.
You think this is a date. I'm getting the fuck out of here. And ever since then, he's just been like, he's been on the front line of like,
asshole.
Yeah. Oh my God. He fucking sucks. I saw this compilation video of him talking about, fat shaming. He's like, I think fat shaming is good in terms of like people's health, yada, 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 whatever. And then 2 seconds later, in the compilation video, so it might have been months. But, like, someone makes a joke being like, oh, well, it's make sure you don't eat all the cupcakes, peers, something like that.
Mm.
And he's like, well, actually, that's fat shaming and that's bullying in the workplace and that's actually really unacceptable. And he just, like...
And it's like, it's good for your health, peers, remember?
Yeah. Fucking hell. It's just, like, when it works for him, it's convenient.
Mm. Yeah. And there was obviously him, like, saying that he didn't believe that Megan was suicidal, and he was saying this on Good Morning Britain, which has like a huge like conservative viewership, and also there was that like I think the day after there was all those marches in the UK about the female journalist that was killed. See that?
No,
she went missing. She was missing for a few weeks, wasn't she?
Yeah, but it was like the next day after, you know, the topic about, like, how, you know, women are treated in the UK and specifically journalists and this sort of stuff. And he starts ripping into one of his co-hosts for having too short a skirt. And he's like, stand up. And she's like, no, I'm fine. He's like, you couldn't have brought, like, a real dress. Like, oh, my God, you're wearing this on, like, air. And it's just like, she's really uncomfortable, obviously. And he's just kind of like making a spin and like all this kind of stuff. And that was his last day on Good Morning Britain because he got like stood down or fired.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Mm. What a piece of shit. The woman who was murdered, her name's Sarah Everard. And that was a picture of her at the train station went viral because people like she was doing all the right things. She was wearing colourful clothes. She called her friends.
Yeah.
And that text kind of went viral of
I'm on my way.
Yeah, text me when you get home.
Horrible.
She's so sad. Piers Morgan.
You are
scum. Piece of shit, Morgan.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Piece of shit.
Honestly, I didn't see it because I was like, I don't want to give it more attention, but I saw this Guardian article about this guy who used to work with him, who stood up to him, and who was this, like, hot weatherman. And it was like,
yes, I've
the
watched
hot weatherman. And it was like, he runs ultramarathons.
Yes.
He is sexy and he's like such a good person. And I was like, yep, this is what I'm going to click on instead.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think that was like in the same week that he got let go. And it's because of, like people have been like heralding that guy as the man who took down Piers Morgan.
Yeah, sexy weatherman.
What did he say to Piers Morgan?
He took her because I'm pretty sure this guy is black as well.
Yeah,
and right, he was like, I think you have. It was like in response to Piers's comments about the suicide.
Yeah,
and him saying it's not your place. Like it, you come onto this show and you trash her and you. I'm not doing it justice. You should probably watch the thing. But basically, he just calls him out on his, like, I don't know, like, duty as a journalist and as a newscaster and how, like, horrendously Pierce had acted. And Pierce walked out. That was the thing. Pierce, like, said, like, I'm not doing this. And he stood up and walked out of the studio.
What a baby. What a snowflake.
Yeah. Well, that's the irony is, like, you know, he's, like, hounded, you know, the royals, well, Meghan and Harry for years in the most, like, brutal, like, display. But then all it takes is, like, a couple minutes of, like, honest critique. Mm. And he's like, no, I'm not doing this.
Yeah. He's like, I can't take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because all it took was someone to be like, I'm actually just going to unpack what you just said there.
Yeah.
And him just be like, oh, absolutely
no,
not.
Yeah, no thanks.
Fuck. Did you guys see that? I think it was an Instagram or maybe a tweet or something of someone being like, Megan and Harry don't see your comments questioning her suicide,
yeah.
suicidal thoughts, but your friend who's really struggling does. Yeah. And I was like, ah, that's it.
That's 100% it.
That's the whole thing.
And on that note, actually, that tweet has become so popular that it's kind of become a meme format now. And I saw the funniest.
What the hell? No, everything's a meme now.
But it was like, it was in response to, because you know how there's that photo of Prince Philip looking like an absolute husk.
Oh my getting God. Into yes. the car. We've got to talk about this.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks like a Star Wars character.
I'm actually going to get the tweet up because it was just so fucking hilarious.
God, he's rotting before our eyes, and like that. Whatever, call me ageist. Tell me that I'm shallow, but that man is unwell.
Yeah, it was like Prince Philip might not see your tweets, but your friends who are like a hollowed out husk that was cursed by a wizard that's like clutching onto life will.
It's very funny. Oh it's God. Very funny. He's so old. He's 99 years old. He's 99 years old. And I don't doubt that he is getting the, like, you know, absolute top tier care. If it was a 99 year old who was in like the shittiest little nursing home and being taken advantage of and having no money and no children to look after her, I'd be like, guys, have some fucking respect. But Prince Philip, Nazi Philip, we're fine.
Oh my God. Like, where's the vampire blood infusion? Where is it?
That's Volturi, if I've ever seen it.
It's not working.
Did you see that article that was like, it was just a photo of him and it was like, Prince Philip, inverted commas, alive, allegedly.
I see one that was like, Prince Philip gets home safe from the morgue.
Oh my God. Also, your Nan, Jordan, has had some things to say about the Commonwealth. Oh my God.
Nan, if you're listening, it comes from a place of love. She's not listening. She doesn't know what a podcast is. My Nan has, and let me just like quickly get her Facebook page up because God knows she's probably shared something else in the last 24 hours. She's known for sharing fucking bullshit stuff. She shared a poem about getting cancelled.
I enjoyed that.
It was truly something else. It's all about like it's all wine memes and then supporting the monarchy. The one that started it all out for me because I thought she would because you know she was around Princess Di and she's a Di sympathizer,
a Di sympathizer, but not a supporter.
No, yeah. But she, no, not at all. And then she like,
wait, she's Team Camilla. Oh my God.
No, she.
You need to get her on the pod.
She has some terrible things to say about Camilla, I'm sure. But she shared a picture of the Queen wearing a hot pink suit and a hat, being like, fill the news feed with pictures of the Queen, not Ginge and Whinge.
Oh my God.
First of all, I read it as Ginge Minge. And I was like, man. And then she shared this photo, and we'll have to put it onto our Instagram or something when this comes out. I'll send it to you, Charlie. But it's like, it's a beautiful picture of Princess Di with her two sons, William and Harry, hanging off her.
Mm-hmm.
And then a drawing of them older, of that same picture, but Prince Harry and William are older. They've also given, you can tell whose side they're on because they've given William a full head of hair.
And, fake news.
Yeah, yeah. This is supposed to be present day. Ashley Martin has something to say. but the tag to it is, how beautiful is this picture? I hope it gets shared around enough on social media for Prince William and Harry to see it. I don't think they will, Nat.
Yeah, I love that, like vigilante justice, like yes. Let's do it, like if we make enough of a viral hashtag we're gonna save we're gonna make them change their minds.
Guerrilla marketing.
God. Do you think they have secret like Instagram and like Facebook accounts? Because I reckon like how do celebrities, do you think they all have secret Facebooks and shit?
I reckon at that status you couldn't, because someone would find it.
Someone
it's
would
just
find it. Yeah.
I reckon that their close friends goes off, though.
They probably have their own app.
Well, I watched it. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes.
Like Riot.
Think about that.
Have you heard about Riot? The like
Riot.
Okay. I haven't heard about it.
No, yeah, Riot.
Isn't that the dating app?
The celebrity dating app.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard about it for the first time the other night at that gig we were at, Jordan, yes! Where Dilrock was talking about how he finally got accepted onto it. Oh, and I was like, what's this app, Jordan? And she's like, it's for like celebrities.
I know about Ruby it from Rose. Like Nicole Byers podcast.
Oh,
Why Won't You Date Me? She's on it. I just know that I would definitely be on Raya if I was single and in Hollywood.
Oh, for sure.
Nothing would stop me
yeah.
from getting onto it.
One of us needs to get onto it.
Just to see.
And we're all in relationships with one of us.
Yeah.
It's so picky though. You have to get verified and then you have to have people like vouch for you. Because Nicole on her podcast talks about how it took her years to get on it. And then it's just DJs and Instagram models.
How do you spell it? God. R-A-Y-A?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Raya. Oh my God.
Well, you gotta apply now then.
Yeah, so we gotta get in.
Yeah. And be approved in 2024.
Yeah.
Me and my 1,300 followers, please.
Yeah. I just don't like being excluded. You know what I mean?
I have FOMO.
Yeah. I'll do whatever it takes. I have one more Queen meme for you.
Oh my God, bring it.
Yes, please.
This is my favorite because I actually do think this is quite funny. And it's a picture of the Queen in a car. And she's looking very cute with her little, you know, what's it, transition glasses. Mm-hmm. And she's got a gun.
like a hunting gun?
No, like a little handgun with a, with a silencer on it.
Yes.
Discreet. And the caption is, when you spend £32 million on your grandson's wedding and his wife starts bitching about you on Oprah.
Oh, my God. Well,
I love the memes about the Queen.
Luckily, the taxpayers paid for that.
Yeah, exactly.
And not the Queen. She didn't spend a cent.
That's what I'm like, you're missing the point here. Be angry about the £32 million.
Yeah.
The ones that fucking are hysterical to me are the ones of, like, that are laid out like a YouTube video of the Queen and it's like no more lies or
oh
like I'm telling my story.
Tassie Westbrook.
Yeah. Oh God. On a whole other note, we should talk about the Drag Race Down Under cast that has finally been unveiled.
Yes. Oh, and a bit of controversy as
well. Absolutely.
Oh, what is the controversy?
Oh my God. Where do we begin?
It's a lot.
So just to, like, fill the listeners in, like, the Down Under cast is a mix of Aussie and Kiwi queens. We've got three Kiwis and seven Aussie queens. One of them, Jojo Zaho, is an Indigenous queen, which is good. But than that and Coco Jumbo, there's really not that much racial diversity in the cast. It's
I
a very,
that.
Very white cast, which is already been called out online.
Yeah.
But to add to that, there's been two different scandals about racism from white queens that have come out. Do you guys know about these?
I know nothing.
Okay, wow.
I just saw the cast and I was like, yep, that looks about white.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I guess I'll watch it when it comes out.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a testament to how, like, I think this is, it's changing and things are changing up. But the Australian, like, gay Priscilla Queen of the Desert vibe is still very, like, white.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And it's shifting and there's a lot of, like, new ways of gender expression and drag that aren't, you know, I could imagine so many people who would be great, but are just like, I'm not going to audition for RuPaul because I don't suit Drag Race vibe, you know.
Yeah.
There are lots of really good queens.
It's very telling
race
as well for its like first season of Drag Race Down Under because they would have done a lot of thinking about like how do we want to market ourselves, like how do we want to be seen as our introduction to the rest of the world. And so it's humiliating that it's and accurate that this is the racist overtones of it.
And you know what's going to happen? Those two queens are going home the first 2 weeks.
I know.
Well, this is the scandal actually is that one like. I'm not going to, like, spoil anything, but, like, two of the queens are actual, like, powerhouse queens that, like, have huge followings. So one of them is Karen from Finance, who is Melbourne's queen and has
probably the most famous in Melbourne, I would reckon.
Other than Art Simone, like, Karen has blown up recently because Trixie and Karcher spoke about her on their web series, Oon. and then from there, like, a lot of, like, international people have, like, started getting into Karen from Finance and sort of saying, like, oh, she's got to get on the show. So she's, like, the talk of the town at the moment. But it has come out that a few years ago she had gollywog tattoos on her, and that when she, and that the reason she had them was because she used to have like collections of them, and when she was growing up, her family collected gollywogs, which are, for those who don't know, like very, very racist dolls.
I have shivers.
Yeah, isn't this like just? I can't believe this was a thing. She has had the tattoos removed, but that's no silver. You know, that's no redemption in my eyes. Like, I cannot fathom how you would get something. Like, to have the collection is one thing, but to permanently put this symbol on your body.
And so recently, that was the thing, is of people like, oh, she got the tattoo like 6 years ago. I was like, 6 years ago?
Yeah,
okay. I was about to say, like, what, was she like 18? Is she like 40 now? I don't know, Karen from finance. Like, age-wise, like, because there is something to be said for, like, giving people a second chance.
Yeah.
But, like, 6 years ago is pretty recent, and like recent enough to know that that's not something.
Yeah
I think we still like people get, and I think also because Karen stans are like, oh, don't let this like ruin her image and blah blah blah, but if it ruined, like if someone who used to be a Karen fan is like, oh, this has changed my opinion of her, let it be.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing. Like, Gollywog's been banned.
Has she come out with an apology?
She has, because it like all the, like, you know, the spoiler Reddit threads and that kind of stuff have been talking about this, and she was getting lampooned online about it. So she came out with this big apology and saying, like, I'm so sorry. Like, it was a legitimate apology. I don't, like, it's not mine to accept or deny, but it did kind of read to me as, like, it's only now that I'm being called out on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
sure.
It's almost like a PR, like, I'm about to go onto television. I need to do like a clean of my past sort of thing. So yeah, that's a lot to take in. But, on top of that, it kind of even gets worse, to be honest, Perth Queen, Scarlett Adams, who's like a big fixture on the Perth scene, has a huge history of cultural appropriation and blackface and yellowface and Bollywood appropriation and all sorts of stuff. Like, there's the most, like, heinous photos of her, like, in all these get-ups. And at one point in particular, she's dressed as an Indigenous queen, but she's, like, blacked out her teeth. Yeah. It's vile. And
and again, not that long ago.
Yeah.
You know, and to be fair, no shade to our Perth listeners if we have anyone from Perth listening. But much like the rest of Australia, Victoria is no better, but Perth in particular has a really horrific history with the treatment of Aboriginal people and any other people of colour as well. So it's like, it just shows that when you're, even when you're, you know, supposed to be, and I say supposed to, with like quotation marks, supposed to be, doing this like a progressive form of like performing in theater and stuff like that. It doesn't, if you're doing that in a world that supports, encourages, and enjoys, blackface and whatever other cultural appropriation stuff she's doing, then it's just going to get perpetuated more and more. If people don't call her out, then she's just going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
You know, that's what happens when people don't get called out. They just keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Scarlett has been called out by some signature people. So well-known Sydney queen, Felicia Fox, who's an Indigenous, she did this big Insta story where she was just talking to camera and talking about, like, you know, isn't this horrendous that, you know, a queen like this is being lifted up by Drag Race Down Under and heralded as, like, what our drag is all about, and also that there's just so little representation already for us, and, you know, just saying that it's absolutely not okay. And so did Ilona Verley, who's a Canadian queen, but
Indigenous Canadian?
Yeah, Indigenous Canadian. Yeah. Same thing. She was saying, like, you, like, it you need to, we need to be better than this and to have, you know, more vetting. And it's not okay to just say like, oh, I was younger then, which was a lot of what Scarlett was saying.
Mm.
And then Scarlett came out with this like crocodile tear non-apology that was like basically saying, I'm sorry to everyone if they were offended. Like, I've, you know, I want to always lift up people. But she never, like, specifically named her errors. Yeah, she never named the people. And people were like, no, it's not okay to just be like, I'm sorry to the communities I've affected. You have to literally, like, each different community that you've offended or imitated or mocked, you have to address.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's not just one, it's so many groups that have felt the burn from that. So
it's always, you know, when people dress up in blackface, yellowface, or other like appropriating costumes, it's just frustrating because you can, if you're dressing up for some Halloween party and you want to be Jay-Z, you don't have to make your face black to be that character. If I wanted to dress as a white character and cosplay or whatever, I wouldn't paint my face white. Like, the imagination of people being so narrow that the only thing you can think of imitating are stereotypes, and especially negative stereotypes, and then that the only way you can do it is by painting your face, I think it's so, just like, drag is so much more than that, and it's so much better than that if it's done like from a place of love, like Drag Race US, like, 2 weeks ago.
Simone and Utica?
Utica was looking amazing. She had her normal, well, not her normal face, because her normal face is different to what Simone, didn't know what she did to her, but she was just embodying everything without having to put on a black scent.
Yeah.
A black face, and nothing was offensive about that outfit, and everything spoke to what Simone. It needed to say.
I thought that was so beautiful, actually, having that discussion aired of Utica saying, I want to bring, so basically, for those who aren't familiar, one of the challenges on a recent episode of Drag Race US was a makeover challenge where they were paired up as queens and they had to put their drag onto each other. And one of the pairs, Utica and Simone, Simone is black and Utica is white. And Utica spoke about how she didn't want to culturally appropriate or be insensitive, but wanted to make sure that she was bringing Simone to the runway. And it was a really interesting discussion that they handled actually really well, I felt.
I feel like Simone was really generous as well, because Simone's, like, her drag is so linked to her blackness and her sense of, like, political drive as well. So it was, when I saw them get paired, I was like,
And the Bob Ross episode before, where she was like, I can't have an afro because it's appropriating, but Bob Ross literally has.
As an
actor. Yeah.
But that endeared me to Utica, because she's not wrong that people, like, I can tell that she has a great sense of, like, I don't want to do the wrong thing, and I don't want to be, you know, attacked online, basically, and I don't want people coming after me for something, because, you know, as we're seeing with the Drag Race Down Under cast, like, this stuff will resurface, you know, if you are insensitive like that, it's gonna be part of your story.
And it's also like, and being insensitive means that someone gets hurt as well. You know, a group of people are going to be hurt if you're not questioning what you're doing. And I think it's really nice seeing Utica, even with the Bob Ross thing, where I was like, he had curly hair, man.
Just wear curly hair. As long as it's not like a really, because sometimes I see afro wigs and I'm offended, because I'm like, this wig is $2.99. It's so synthetic. It's so gross.
This cheapness offends me.
Offended by the quality.
I'm like, I'm offended by the quality of this afro. You need to get some Cantu.
But at least, like, it was, it's refreshing seeing Utica again in the challenge with Simone, questioning and considering the costume that she puts on.
I actually went through my whole Twitter the other day to, like,
I saw that you did this.
I went back through everything and I was so embarrassed by like who I used to be. Because it was all like, just got this Tom Ford lipstick. And then it'd be like a flat lay with the lipstick and like roses I bought for myself.
Yes. Oh my God. You're going to like, when you're like a superstar, people are going to be drawing up all these old tweets like, Aurelia, I used to be a nerd. Like, no, I was different then.
I was different. And like, it's like no opinions. Like, I never tweeted anything of like substance. It was all like
incredible.
Just like lined up for ice cream at Messina, like when it was new.
Oh my God.
And I was like just going through deleting all of this. And I used to have this like thing that links your Instagram and Twitter called If This Then That, and it's actually really useful. So you can get everything you post on Facebook to be retweeted on Twitter and so forth and so on. And I used to have it on everything. So everything would be across every single platform. Yeah. So there were like 6-year-old Instagram photos on my Twitter that I like totally forgot about. And I was like, I need to delete all of these.
That's so cute.
But yeah, I reckon like anyone should go through their past selves online and kind of see who they were and reconsider.
Yeah. I think for me, it'd just be a lot of like being a little Harry Potter bitch and like complaining about Twilight and that sort of stuff. Mm. On the topic of Harry Potter, actually, do you follow how there's the new Harry Potter game coming out? It's set in Hogwarts. It's not specifically Harry Potter story, but there's a Hogwarts RPG that's coming out. Oh. That's this like multi-million dollar thing.
Yeah,
that's
I think we talked about this a little while ago.
Yeah, because when it got unveiled, it was the week that J.K. Rowling said all the transphobic, started to say all the transphobic stuff, which cool. was such a bad timing for the game developers who were like, oi.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the game developers have come out and said, not only is this story not attached specifically to J.K. Rowling's stories,
yeah.
so it's like a new world within the universe, but they were saying like, there will be trans characters in this RPG. And so everyone's like, that's good, but it's still a J.K. Rowling product and like she'll still make money off it. And so it's like good that there'll be trans characters. That's awesome. But it's like, I'm not sure how I can enjoy this game knowing that it still gives J.K. money.
Mm-hmm.
And also Ralph Fiennes, who plays Voldemort, came out this week and in support of JK, saying that I think the reaction that people have been giving to JK is too harsh.
What reaction? What the fuck is... Oh, sorry. Yeah. It's just been like people who... Yeah. Oh my God, I don't know. I'm like, how has she been held responsible? She like 2 seconds after tweeting something horrifically transphobic wrote a like op-ed about free speech because people were like, this is transphobic. She was like, I'm being strung out. They've quartered me. Like, I can't do this anymore. Fuck you. Sorry.
Oh my God.
I hate Dick. I have no time for it.
Isn't it kind of funny though that the person supporting you is literally Voldemort?
Harry's not even on her side. Oh my God. I'm just going to pop on JK's Twitter and see what's been going on. She's still posting about some something called the Ichabog.
Oh,
which
God.
I always am like, is this a slur? Like,
it sounds like it.
And she always talks about like, and she's like, writer sometimes known as Robert Galbraith. And I'm like, why do you have these like fake names and everybody can quickly find out that you're Robert Galbraith? Like, she writes these terrible like crime novels that no one buys, and it's like, oh, then because she does it under a pseudonym so that people respect her, and then nobody buys it and people poorly criticize it because they're like, oh, this is a bad book. And then she's like, actually it was me. Then the sales go up, she goes, oh, guess I'm Robert.
Oh my God.
I just had no respect.
Oh God, that's just so awful. Like, doesn't she have enough money? Like, isn't she done?
Yeah.
Like, just retire from the public eye and you're like castle.
Yeah. I'm just so glad I didn't get that Deathly Hallows tattoo that I wanted when I was in year 12. I was so set on it.
Oh my God, the Harry Potter tattoos. I know a couple people who have them. Yeah. It's just, I don't know.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's also hard because I don't know. Like, the only way that I can try and make peace with my love of that series is that JK would be a villain in her own universe. Do you know what I mean? Like,
She's really scared of.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I was thinking about this. I've been thinking about JK a lot recently. There may or may not be a segment on JK in my show.
We'll see tomorrow.
We'll see. Tomorrow. Sorry, I just disassociated. Yeah, yeah. it's so interesting that, like, because like I said, I've been watching so much, or I might have said this off mic, but I've been watching so much Lord of the Rings, and I really love how gay Lord of the Rings is, because they're all just like these beautiful boys that are so kind to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe kind.
Oh my god, the ones, the elves?
Yeah, and Orlando Bloom. And the hobbits. Yeah, and the elf and the dwarf, they like look after
each
other.
That's the LGBT.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But like, it's dykes and gays.
Yeah. Oh, but like, I was watching it with my partner and we were like, oh, they've just got such like beautiful gay little relationships. Like, and Frodo and Samwise are like, Sam's like, I'll look after you, Frodo. Like, just think of the Shire. And they're like lying back next to each other. Like, they've just both had massive cums. Like,
oh my God.
And then we were like, actually, maybe like it's more important that they're like, that these aren't like romantic relationships. They're just like two men being kind to each other.
It's a toss up, isn't it? It's like, do I want to like make this queer, or do I want to just see it as like male friendship?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Can men have friends? Is it gay to have a friend?
Apparently, yeah. But I was like watching that, and I was like, I mean, I don't know much about Mr. Tolkien or whatever. But he's dead now, right?
I don't know. I've never seen the movies.
Can I Google, is he gay? Is
he gay? He might be.
How can you watch the movies? I just got to ask. Like, I have never gone through I've never made it through a full Lord of the Rings movie.
You gotta do it like I did, watching little bits. So my favorite thing to do at the moment is just watch movies half an hour at a time. So I watch them half an hour, turn it off, and then I'll come back to it. Oh, I get to finish this movie.
Oh my god!
And then I've just started The Hobbit because I never saw the Hobbit series, and I did that with Lord of the Rings. And yeah, so J.R.R. Tolkien, he's dead, right?
Yeah, he's dead, and it's said that he was a devout Catholic, and he may not have been gay.
Oh, well.
It's said it's unlikely. Aww. It's like no sex
but there's
is
a
described.
Unlikely.
But there's so many people.
You know, I'll be dead unless I use gay.
Yeah. Mm. All these men in robes arriving. And
yeah, with big staffs. Yeah, yeah. Okay, sure. Yeah. And special cloaks. Yeah, all right. Yeah. But I really like that because I was like, I can take whatever I want from this story. Whereas like with the Harry Potter universe, JK will not stop, you know, she's like making those movies. She's got like even like Cursed Child and stuff like that. And like the Potter.
How
Moore
was
universe.
Cursed Child, by the way?
It's really good. It's amazing. Have you guys seen it?
No.
It's like. It's unbelievable that they've been able to do all that stuff on stage.
Like the
magic and stuff like that. I will say that like at a certain. the second the fourth act, so part two of part two, could do with some cuts.
Yeah.
Like, it was this point where I was like, sure, it couldn't fit into one play, but two plays, or like a part one, part two, very interesting, like maybe not that necessary, but it was still fun. And to be honest, like there's so much that you cringe at because you're an adult.
Yeah.
And you like, or you don't cringe, you just laugh because you're like, oh, this is a play for families. And the best part was as well as the special effects and the acting is so good. All the actors are amazing in it. But was just like the kids around us. Like the kids watching the show was just like so cute.
Yeah.
But people did not turn their phones off. Like, there were, like, 4 phones that went off in, like, the first show. And I was like, what?
But people are getting calls.
People are getting calls.
I'm always so shocked. Like, no one ever calls me. And no one ever calls me at the time when I see a show. Like, people call me between 9 to 5 if they absolutely need to.
Mm-hmm.
Who calls you at 7 p.m. on a Friday night when you're seeing a show?
Also, if I'm going to pay $600 to go see Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, I'm turning my fucking phone off.
Oh, my God. Disconnect, you know, for a moment.
Yeah.
They put it on silent like a normal person. Yes. What the fuck?
What are you doing? And there's so many announcements. And they always do like fun, like, their mobile phones are decreed illegal in the Wizarding World. Like, people, oh, and like, God. That's like the cringiest thing about going to the theater is they're like, especially when they do like those like character, they're like, this is Vince Fontaine saying mobile phones were not invented in the 50s. Yeah. So, oh, turn my them up. God. It's like, it's the worst, but it's also very funny. And someone's mobile phone that went off had that ringtone that was like, bam, bam, no, no, no.
That's the worst one.
It was like, this is so funny. That was a highlight in a different way. I didn't expect to be so tickled by that. I will say one thing that was very funny, and then we'll move on from Cursed Child. But there's a moment, spoiler, I don't know if this is.
Look, we can't afford to see Cursed Child.
This is true. It's too expensive. But there's a moment where there's a centaur. And the centaur appears, and it was, like, pretty silent in the theater. But this, like, middle-aged woman, like, 4 seats next to us, as soon as the centaur appeared, she goes, And it was very funny because he was, like, a ripped man. And this woman was like, oh, my God.
I'm wet.
Yeah. Some, like, horse girl grown up. Yeah, just, like,
my God. She slid off her seat.
Yeah. I feel like centaurs were created by horse girls.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, there's probably a horse boy. Is.
Yeah. I feel like I could have been a horse boy.
Yeah.
I just didn't know that was an option for me.
Equine therapy.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Chrissy Teigen got a horse?
No. No, okay. I don't.
That wasn't a monumental day for me, no.
I must have missed that one.
Okay, so this isn't super recent, but Chrissy Teigen actually, last year she did have a miscarriage and she was very candid about that on social media and shared the story of like normalizing miscarriages because it's still such a taboo subject. And then she kind of felt like she didn't have a lot going on, which, like, I know she has a lot going on, like, compared to us, but, like, she felt she needed something else. So she started riding a horse for, like, therapy.
Ah.
And then she posted a photo of the horse. And I don't know if she bought the horse. I don't know how much horses cost, first of all. But, like, it seemed like maybe she bought it, but maybe she was just going to a place and riding a horse. And people were calling her out and being like, you know how insensitive it is to post that you're horse riding right now? It's a pandemic. People are dying. People can't afford to do this. And this was all on Twitter. And this was like, I don't know, mere weeks after her sharing her struggle losing her baby.
Oh, my God.
And yeah, I don't know. It just made me think of that.
Yeah. Let her ride her horse.
Yeah. Like, let women like mourn.
Yeah.
So rich people.
Rich people. Rich.
What are you going to like? If she doesn't post a picture of a horse, you're not going to be like, well, Chrissy Teigen's struggling.
Yeah.
Or like, Chrissy Teigen's not rich anymore.
Like, whether she posted or not, she has a horse.
Yeah.
Just, like,
the fact remains.
Yeah.
The bitch is rich.
People get mad about like,
like anything. And like, yeah, it's sad that not everyone can have a therapy horse to recover from their miscarriage, but she can.
I
reckon it's time for our pop or flop of the week.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You guys ready?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Pop or flop.
No. I can't. I'm too out of sync.
Okay, I'll go and then you go.
Okay.
Try to get pop or flop.
Pop or flop?
Pop or flop?
The Commonwealth.
So what's the tea, guys? What's your take on the Commonwealth?
Pop or flop?
Yeah.
This one's going to be hard.
I'm not a fan of any of the big four banks.
I'm not a fan of the Commonwealth games either.
Yeah.
You forget they exist and then it's like, the Commonwealth games are in Brisbane. And you're like, good for Brisbane.
I think I went once when it was in Melbourne to go see the ping pong
down
at MSAC.
Actually, that would have been sick.
Yeah, it kind of was. It was actually pretty cool. didn't have the sort of Olympic gravitas that I was expecting, but it was a lot of fun.
It was great. Yeah. I don't like the Commonwealth. I think we need to part from it, but I don't understand the intricate ins and outs of the Commonwealth.
Of what that will mean for us.
Yeah.
I think it makes it easier for people with Australian passports, for example, to go to a country that's also in the Commonwealth.
This is true.
But then again, I feel like the only three countries that really take advantage of it is Canada, the UK and Australia, because you're not going to go to Cameroon. Which is a part of the Commonwealth. Mm-hmm. You're not going to go to like a small like little island and be like, yeah, we have a same passport type.
We are one.
We are one. Yeah.
You, Charlie?
I reckon it's a flop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to say it. I reckon it's a flop.
It's a flop.
Yeah. I want different people on the money.
Yeah, and if Harry and Megan have told us anything, I don't think it's going to be popping for much longer.
I want Megan and Harry on my $2 coin.
Absolutely. They're hot. Our following is hot.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Commonwealth or not.
Yeah.
When William lost his hair, I was like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, you should have gotten that transplant. You can afford it. It's a flop for sure.
Bye.
Oh. All right, guys, come see our comedy festival shows.
You have to legally.
You're obliged.
Yeah.
Come see Zombie, which is Jordan's show at the Butterfly Club starting this week. Come see me at the Comedy Republic. My show is called Cockatiel starting this week. And Aurelia, you're on next week?
2 weeks.
Two weeks.
And it's... Where the fuck is my show? It's at the Victoria Hotel for 2 weeks. It's called Woke 2.0.
Oh, fuck yeah. When does yours close? What date does yours close, Charlie?
The 5th. It's like after Easter.
Nice. Mine closes on the 28th, which is next Sunday. So get in.
Yeah, yeah. Go see Jordan's first.
Buy tickets to Thursday, for God's sake.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, see ya.
Bye, guys.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at PopGaysPod.
And if you like this episode, give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
And remember, be gay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.